Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Claudio Sanchez in for Maria Hinojosa, who's working on a TV project premiering on PBS in October. This weekend, we celebrate Mother's Day. While the U.S. celebrates Mother's Day on the second Sunday of May, Mexico honors mothers on a fixed date, May 10th. For people who live on the U.S.-Mexico border, though, getting it right can be tricky. I know. I was born on the border. A place that writer Norma Cantú describes as a wound that's forever healing, although for me, forever, my true home. I grew up in Nogales, Sonora, right across from Nogales, Arizona. Colonia Ingenieros, a working-class neighborhood, was nothing more than a narrow dirt street between two hills, with dozens of homes perched on either side. Our house, three small rooms really, had a tiny garden where my grandmother grew medicinal herbs that she dried, stored, and sold in Coca-Cola bottles. Up to five people could fit if we slept diagonally on the only bed we had. A 30-foot wire allowed us to borrow electricity from the nearest lamppost. When the government cut us off, huge bonfires would blossom at night in the middle of the street, which in turn brought out the barrio historians. Their stories had a special place in Nogales folklore. My favorite was the story of El Bulla, the neighborhood's seemingly amiable baker, El Panadero, whose best bread was sprinkled with the finely crushed bones of disobedient, insolent children. I loved Colonia Ingenieros. Blanca Luz, my mother, did not. All she saw was people imprisoned by their fatalism. My mother's name in English means white light, and yes, her optimism and confidence could light up a room. Not long after my parents separated, my mother grew tired of Nogales. She hated walking through the gauntlet of women peering from behind their long, dark shawls, always murmuring, ¿Y qué de los pobres niños sin padre? Poor kids without a father. My mother was a voracious reader with 2 years of college thanks to the philanthropy of an old priest. But in Mexico, her education did not guarantee a job that could sustain our family, let alone pay for good schools. She was convinced that as a single parent, life would be better in the United States, even though it felt like we were poorer in this country than we were in Mexico. My mother could not buy us lots of things, but she surrounded us with lots of books. Every night she would read to us mystery novels, Grimm's fairy tales, and once a week, if I was good, she would bring me a pile of used comic books in both English and Spanish. All the Marvel superheroes, the Lone Ranger, and Pequeña Lulu. A precocious, mischievous little girl, not unlike Lucy, Charlie Brown's nemesis. Blanca Luz made sure poverty did not trump education. But here's the key lesson she drilled into us. If you're going to make something of yourself, you must hold on to your dignity, as if your life depends on it, she'd say. Your appearance, the way you carry yourself, the precision of your speech, these things matter. Being poor is no excuse for failure. It was a lesson that I began to understand and appreciate as a teen, when I started high school in this country. Nogales High was 90% Mexican-American, but speaking English with an accent was a curse. Losing your accent meant that you were ready to move up among the kids who wore their assimilation proudly. Only then could you dare mingle with a few rich kids who ran the school the way their parents ran the city's economy and politics, to their absolute advantage. In high school, I realized that the process of assimilation brings all immigrants to a crossroads, an identity crisis of sorts. I remember wanting desperately to shed my alienhood, but realizing that in this country, I would forever be labeled resident alien, Mexican-American, Chicano, Pocho, Latino, Hispanic, her panic, your panic, our panic, as my mother would often say. I can still hear her laugh. My mother made sure our lives would be forever anchored, not to labels, but to the idea that a love of learning eventually is rewarded. It's an idea that permeates my reporting about struggling families, kids, and schools, because there, but for the grace of God, go I. Happy Mother's Day, Blanca Luz. Gracias. Thanks for showing me how to survive and thrive on both sides of the border.